Nitin. Ein Nitin is the highest location above sea level. They consult with the Navi. The Navi told them that it's wrong. It shouldn't be Ein Nitin. You should go down a little bit. Bein Seifov Shachein. The Shechina will not be on top of the head, but rather lower down. So the Gemara says that Yerushalayim is lower than Ein Nitin. Ein Nitin is not in Yerushalayim. It's on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So how did Gemara say over here, Yerushalayim Gubayim Kol Eretz Yisrael, if Chazal knew that it's not true? So the Baal HaMor and Rosh Hashanah, the Abchof and the Beis, has a famous explanation. It's Kedai just to review it. The Gemara there has a discussion, according to the Baal HaMor and the group of Rishonim, the Gemara has a discussion of where is the international dateline. So the Baal HaMor interprets the Gemara as saying the international dateline is 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. It says there are two hemispheres and the world is the earth is a globe, that the Chazal knew that it's a globe, it's not flat. And the globe, there are two hemispheres, so you can have northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere, you can divide the globe however you want. So the Baal HaMor says, we divide it, there's an upper hemisphere and a lower hemisphere. The upper hemisphere has Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim on top. You can put whatever you want on top. You can have the North Pole on top, you can visualize the South Pole on top. I was born in Pennsylvania, you can put Scranton, Pennsylvania on top. Put whatever you want on top. So the Chazal say that when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, when Sheshis made Bereshis, when he pushed the button and everything started to rotate on its axis and so on, so Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was on top. So when it says Vahiyerev, Vahiyvoker, Vahiyerev, the first place that it was Tesel Kochavim was 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. That according to the Baal HaMor, according to that's what the Chazanish writes, the old country is Yud Chei Shoes. It's called Yud Chei Shoes because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that at the time of the Merlah and Halvana, the moon gets smaller, 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 then it's not visible for 18 hours. But Yud Chei Shoes Mechasi Sihar, the moon is covered up. So he discusses in his countries Yud Chei Shoes. It was written in the middle of the Second World War when the Jews were in, when the Mir Yeshiva was in Japan. Where is the dateline? So the Chazon Ish explains that all of the Yerushalayim who discussed the topic, Rashi and Tosfos have a different interpretation of the Gemara, so there is no Gemara at all that talks about any international dateline. Rashi and Tosfos Pshat and the Gemara is very dochuk, very strange. But the Baal HaMor and a whole group, the Baal HaMor and the Kuzri and a whole group of another four or five Rishayim, they all say the same Pshat, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Achof and Beis is talking about the dateline. The dateline is in such a way that Yerushalayim is on top of the upper hemisphere. The dateline cuts through Korea and cuts through Australia. So that's Pshat. So how do you do that? So he says that, but I'll call upon him, that's what it means. Eretz Yisrael Gavoy Mikol HaRotz, it means at the time of Briyas HaOlam, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Gavoy Mikol HaRotz is in there. In Yerushalayim, Gavoy Mikol HaRotz doesn't mean above sea level. It means when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and everything began by Yerev HaYivoyker, so Yerushalayim with Eretz Yisrael was on top of the upper hemisphere. And the Mela, all of time began 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim, the beginning of that hemisphere. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah Yisab, there's an institution of a Zokamam is Chayv Misa. Ein Oynshim Ukei Masir, you only give an Oynish Misa if the person violated an Azhara. Azhara means Aloy Sesi. Azhara Sesi is Lav Shema Ese. Lav Shema Azhara. So where's the Lav? So the Lav is L'Sasi Mekol Dovash Yagid Lecha Yom Nesmo. You're not allowed to deviate from what the Bez Nagarul Paskins. Whatever they Paskin, that's what you have to follow. The Lav of Leisos. So there's a famous, the Rambam, the Gemara, the end of Makkos, and the Midrashim say that there are Taryag Mitzvahs, Nevelel Moshe Misina. The 613 Mitzvahs. Gemara doesn't tell us which are the 613 Mitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs to try to figure out which are the Ramach Mitzvahs Esei, which are the Shasa Mitzvahs Loisei. So the Rambam wasn't the first and he wasn't the last. He disagrees with those who preceded with him, and there are those who disagree with the Rambam. So the Rambam writes in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you the 14 klolim, the 14 sharoshim, the guiding principles that determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and what should be counted as one mitzvah, what should be counted as two mitzvahs. The Rambam says, you don't count lamata sabas malacha as a 39 lavim, it's one lav not to do malacha on Shabbos. Fine. You don't count parshas bereshis and parshas noyach and parshas lech lecha and parshas vayera. You don't count them as four different mitzvahs to observe Shabbos parshas bereshis, to observe Shabbos parshas noyach. You count all the Shabbosim as one mitzvah to observe Shabbos. So the Rambam has a whole cheshbon. So the first of the 14 Sharashim, the first of the 14 Klolim, the Rambam writes that you don't include mitzvahs derabbanan. This is disagreement with the Halachas Gedolos, with the Bahad, which is also a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off also which are the Taya mitzvahs. Bahad included mitzvahs that are midrabbanan. So the Rambam disagrees. So the Rambam gives one of the explanations. First he says, Tariyag mitzvah nam alon Moshe Misina. It wasn't given. The mitzvahs of the Rabbanah were instituted later. It wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. Then the Rambam says, what are you going to count all the mitzvahs from the Rabbanah? They're all included in one mitzvah, says that they're rice. It says in the Chumash Lo Yisasur. And the Gemara says that all the mitzvahs of the Rabbanah are binding because of the Pasuk Lo Yisasur. So all the din of the Rabbanah are included in the Lo Yisasur. And the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, no, the Chumash says, ki yipalim imcha davar ha-mishmer, if you don't know what the din is. What do you mean you don't know what the din is? They ask you, a shaila will come up, how should I observe Chanukah? Chanukah doesn't exist. How should I observe Purim? It doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. So the Chumash is not talking about Chanukah and Purim. Chumash is talking, ki yipalim imcha davar ha-mishmer, divrei rivis b'sharecha, a shaila, chelev, andam, shabbos, and kashrus, dinim de Raisa. Dinim Rabbanon is not ki yipalim. We know for sure it doesn't exist. So, Ramban says, well, Sasek can't go on Din of Darabon. So people usually say that it's a machloikas, the two Lashainis and the Gemara, but when Madlikin, the Gemara asks, how do you recite the Bracha Shikadashanah, the Mitzosah, with Sivanu? When you're Madlik, there is Chanukah, and there is Chanukah is only Midirabon, so it's not true, it's not Kiddushanah, Mitzosah, with Sivanu. The Chachamim instructed them. So the Gemara says, no, that all the Din of Darabon are binding based on the Pasuk and Chumash. So one Mandam and the Gemara says, the Pasuk is Lashainis. So one Mandam and the Gemara says, Shalabicha Viagetcha. So everybody usually says, that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, which day in the Gemara to Pasuk. So the Ramban says, it's not true, there never was a day in the Gemara Lo Yisasa. You read the Chumash, Lo Yisasa goes on Din and Deraisa. It says, if you don't know what the Din is, we know the Chanukah doesn't exist on the level of the Deraisa. So it can't go, Lo Yisasa can't go on Chanukah. But the Gemara said, there was one opinion, Lo Yisasa, he says, no, there never was such an opinion. No one ever held like that. And the Ramban quotes the Gemara in Brachas, but the Gemara talks a whole sugi about Kavar Abriyas. Kavar Abriyas is Deuchad de Rabbanan, it's not Deuchad de Reis, it's less Meshay Bal Tasa, the whole sugi. So the Gemara says, call me the Rabbanan, Aloy Sosser, all the Dinam Rabbanan, Aloy Sosser Ras Mechinu. It's an Asmachtan Loy Sosser. So the Ramban says, there never was a Shita, no one ever held, that Loy Sosser instructs us to observe the Dinam Rabbanan. Loy Sosser only goes on Dinam Rabbanan, it's only an Asmachtan. So he says, the Rambam Shita that is all Isasa, no one ever said like that. And it has all the tainus. Rav Soloveitchik made a comment on that machlokes. Is there any difference, halacha l'maisa, between the Rambam and the Ramban? Is there any difference? So there's a major difference, a matter of life and death, the machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds the Shitasa. The Rambam points it out in page Hey Amar Aleph in the standard edition, the Vilna edition of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it's on page Hey Amar Aleph. So the Ramban refers you to the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in the beginning of Perek Dal in Hilchos Man Halacha Aleph. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Pezayin Amid Aleph. The Zokim Mamri is only Chai Misa if he paskins against the Bez Nagol on an issue that Zdono Koris Vishikigos Achatas. You have to have Davki Koris. So the Rambam gives you examples. So he says Chelev and Dam and Shabbos, fine. And then he gives an example, Chometz B'Pesach. And then he says, if the Bez Nagor will pass, and the Chometz B'Pesach is also B'Achila, U'B'Hanor, B'Shor Shishis, the Zakim Mamri will pass, and against them, that's a Din de Rabbanon. So the Rambam says, he'll be Chayv Misa, because he violated Lo Yisasa, that's the Rambam B'Shitasai, that in order for the Zakim Mamri to be Chayv Misa, in Anshimun came Asir, and you have to have violated the Lo Yisasa. Now Lo Yisasa is Lo Yisasa, and the Rambam holds Lo Yisasa does apply to Dinim de Rabbanon. And the Ramban refers you to that Rambam. He says he's wrong. How can the Rambam say that Yechai Misa, Zokmayim's Chai Misa, and Chomitz Bishosh Shishis? There is no Loi Sosa on Dinam the Rabban. That's only an Asmachta. And in order to be Chai Misa, he has to violate Loi Sosa. So it's a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. It's halacha l'maisa, a matter of life and death, whether the Zokamami who paskins against the Bez Nagol is Chai Misa. But what exactly is the Kudas HaMachlokes? But the Rambam really holds it all Dinam the Rabban and Yechai Min HaTorah. How can it be? The Ramban has so many kashas, the Gemara has so many kulas. Sveika the Rabban of the kula, so many different kulas the Gemara has on Din and Rabban. You're going to tell me every Din the Rabban is a Din the Rais. So Rav Soloveitchik once made a comment. He doesn't really understand what they made such a big machloikas about, what the Ramban made such a machloikas about. He said, we have the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erev, Daf Yud Gimel, on the base, where the Gemara says that there are many disputes between the Bishamah and the Bisilo, Ruba the Ruba would be passing like Bisilo against Bishamah. But nonetheless, even though we know in advance Mach and a passing like Bishamah, it's not considered Bittul Torah when you study Bishamah's opinion. When you learn Shittas Bishamah, it is the Beit Torah. Why is that? But halacha l'maisa, it's not correct. So you see that there's such a concept as a cheftza shel Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn what's considered a cheftza shel Torah. So the Beis Shammai didn't make a mistake. They were utilizing the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem, and they came up with a maskon. They still used the Midrash differently, so they came up with a different maskon. But since Beis Shammai were working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem, so that's considered a cheftza shel Torah. Halacha l'maisa is not so. So you see from the Gemara that there's a concept, something can be a cheftza shel Torah even though there's no chovas agavra at all. And we learn in the Gemara, in the Poskim, we say, many other machloikis, and not only Bisham and Bisilo, and many other machloikis, and not only do we say, with respect to that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if you spend time learning Bisham's opinion, it's even more than that. Sometimes even halacha l'maisa, we have the right to follow the Shita Sayochit. So, we mention on many different occasions, the Mishkan is Yankov, has a sefer on brachas, a very beautiful sefer that's called Koheles Yankov, on Daf Yud Aleph. He rattles off a whole bunch of nafkaminas that are halacha l'maisa that are based on a elevated divin kimcha. So he quotes halachik derab mekel ba'ovel. Halachik derab mekel ba'ovel, Tosis points out, Tosis in Erev and quotes from the Goinim, even if you hold like the Goinim, that Avelus Yamishan is their Eisa, you'll still say halachik derab mekel ba'ovel. The Rambanan, the Torah Sa'ad, and quotes that Tosis from Erevin, b'shem ha'goinim, we have it, and Adaf. So when the Gemara gives you all the klonim, Gemara tells you machlokes hatarayim. How do you pass the machlokes hatarayim? So the Tosfos is on that doubt. So halach deramek ma'avil is a din deraisa. It's not because it's not an extension of speka derabana lekula, and you even go further. Even if avelus yam rishon is deraisa, still say halach deramek ma'avil. Then you say that sofik arla b'chutz laretz. Even if arla b'chutz laretz is halach on Moshe Sinai. So if a girl b'chutz laretz is mutter, and the Gemara says kalam neikol baretz halacha k'maaseh b'chutz laretz. I mean, it's also good. So the Ran in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushim, the Ran on the Rib points out when you have a machlokes hatanoim, even though we know we pass like the rabbim, but it's considered a suffik kaldu. Halacha l'maaseh we say elavei l'divin k'mechayim. Sometimes we even pass because it's considered a suffik kaldu. We don't say the shita that was not accepted is dead wrong. So there are two different definitions of Torah. There's a cheftza shel Torah that you learn Talmud Torah. B'shamay, the Gemara said, B'shamay, Mokam Silayna Mishnah. B'shamay, even B'shas Hatchak, you don't rely on B'shamay. The Gemara said, there's no B'shas Chassidus to be Machmad like B'shamay. And we wouldn't say, Kalam Mekal Bar Tzalacha Gemara B'chutz Loris to rely on B'shamay. We wouldn't say, Sotok Abelis Lekula based on B'shamay. B'shamay, Mokam Silayna Mishnah. Why? Why is B'shamay worse than any other Machloikas? Moshe Feinstein writes in his Jew, it's because they were Om Delaminion. They were together in the same base Medrash. B'shama were outvoted, so there you only apply elevated divin k'mechayim on the basic level, on one level. That's a cheftza shel Torah. So when you study B'shama's opinion, it's a keen on mitzvah Talmud Torah. We don't apply it on the second level, that even halacha l'maaseh sometimes we rely on that sheet. So Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out, you see from the fact that B'shama b'makom misil ein mishnah, halacha l'maaseh, we don't follow B'shama at all. We don't say the second step of elevated. We only say the first step. It's a cheftza shel Torah. But it's not halacha l'maaseh. Nonetheless, it's a cheftza shel Torah. So it's possible to distinguish between the two. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that all the dinim derabbanan become a chelik of Torah shebal peh min haTorah. So when you study the dinim derabbanan, you're mekayim a mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the chovas agav is only midrabbanan. So he thought the Rambam and the Raiva, they both agreed to this. They all agreed to that. A cheftza shel Torah it is on the level of the rice, it becomes a chelik of Torah shebal peh. And the chovas agav is only midrabbanan. If the chovas agav to observe the din and the rabbanan would be the rice, so then the rabban is right. So you should say sofik the rabbanan lechumer. How do you have all the kulas on din and the rabbanan? So what's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the zakaman may paskins on the din the rabbanan is chayv misa or not? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out how roh is only in Torah shebal peh. We have three cases where we talk about a hayroah b'toyes, shikikas hayroah. The Bez Nagorla made a mistake. Let's say an Issachares and the Roiv Hatzibur, 51% of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael violated an Issachares because of the mistake of Misak of the Bez Nagorla. So you don't require each and every person to bring a Korban Chatos. We say the Bez Nagorla has to bring a Paharam Dov Shal Tzibur and everybody is Niskaper. So the Gemara says in Hayriyas, it's only if they made a mistake with Dovish Ein Hatzdukim Modimah. But Dovish Hatzdukim Modimah is Torah Shebechzav. That's not called Hayroh. Hayroh is only in Torah Shabbat Peh. Then the Mishnah says the same is true regarding a Zokham Mamre. If the Zokham Mamre is going to say, Ain't Tfilin Batoyroh, the next Mishnah, Pei Chesem, is going to say, there's no din of Tfilin at all. The Mishnah says, Chayma b'divrei Seifer b'divrei Torah. Divrei Seifer means Torah Shabbat. Divrei Torah means Torah Shabbat Zad. If the Zad Mam is going to make a mistake and psak on a pasuk in Chumash, what we call in the Gemara Zilkri Beirav, that's not called a Hayroah. It's not even called a Hayroah b'Torah. There's no Hayroah in Torah Shabbat Zad. There's only Hayroah in Torah Shabbat Pe. And the third case, where you have the third and the fourth cases, are the Din on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah that in the Foshas, there's a din in American law, they call it double jeopardy. If Yotzim in Bezdin Zakai, if the Bezdin paskens that the fellow is not Chayiv Misa, and then they realize that they made a mistake, a befarish mistake, so Yemachzir Mosel Lechayiv. The Gemara learns it from the Pasik, Noki Betzarek Al Targ, if he was Nitztarek Bedino, if they pasken mistakenly that he's Potter, then they're not allowed to bring him back to make another Yeshiva's Bezdin. So the Gemara said, this is only if the first Psaka, the Bezdin of the Sanhedrin, was Tov B'Dov Shein HaTzdukin Bo'edim 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 Bo'edim. They thought the Eishis Ish HaZinsal is only Nesua, or it's only Arusa. The Mam should open and shut case, something in Chumash, before Rosh Chumash, and that's not even called the Hayroah B'Tois. If it's a Zilkri Be'irab, same thing as Torah Shebichsav, there's no Hayroah. Hayroah is only on Torah Shebal Peh. So, the Rambam is of the opinion that since Dinim de Rabbanim become a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh, min ha-Torah, when you learn the Dinim de Rabbanim, one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, min ha-Torah. So, in Hayroah is chal on Torah Shabbat Peh. So, Zakam Amri paskins incorrectly. Zakam Amri paskins against the Bez Nagoro, because by definition, that's considered incorrectly. So, if he paskins against the Bez Nagoro, that's called Hayroah on Torah Shabbat Peh. It's Torah Shabbat Peh, min ha-Torah. And the Rabban is of the opinion, though, that the Gemara says on the first daf in Hurrius, there's a Machlokes, and the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shgogos, that the only time the Bezna Gadol is Chayiv, Parhalam Dabashal Tzibur, if they say, Matorim Atem La Asos, if they just said they're giving a Shir, the Bezna Gadol giving a Shir, and they say, this is Mutter, they say something is Mutter, so that's called the Shir. You have to say, Matorim Atem La Asos, that's called the Hayroah Halocha Lamais. So Leitchik thought that word, the Matorim Atem La Asos, you have to emphasize Asiyah. He thought it's only if there's a Hayroah B'Toyas, then you have to say Lasos. If the Hayroah is correct, then you don't have to say Matorim Atem Lasos. Okay. You learn in the Gemara, so you'll see whether it's Ois Gehalt or not. So the Ramban is of the opinion, the Ramban agrees with the Rambam, that all the Dinim, the Rav Soloveitchik thought, all the Dinim, the Rabbanim become a Chelek of Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of their Raisa. But since, just like the Bezna HaGadol, by Parham Dovashal Tziba, have to say Matorim Atem Lasos, so the same thing over here by the Zakam Amri. Not just if he goes back to his city, Chozer Le'iroi, and he gives a shir like he always would say, I think this is Mutter, he's not Chayiv, Tam Zagmam. He has to say, Torah Matem Lasos, he has to give a psak Alocha Lamais, or Alocha Lamais, that has to do with the Chayiv Sagavra. So the Ramban holds that since the Chayiv Sagavra to observe the Dinim de Rabbanan, that's only with the Rabbanan, the Chayiv Sagavra is not their Raisa, that's why there's no Dinim Zagmam. So Rasulation thought, he didn't understand why did the Ramban make such a machloikis against the Ram. Basically, they say the same thing. He thought they both hold the same. The Chobis HaGavran Din and Rabban is only with the Rabban. The Cheftza Shalter it is on the level of the Raisa. On the level of the Raisa, it's like all the Shitas of Beishamid. We don't pass in like even Beshas HaTchak. Beishamid Mach Mesilein and Mishnah, Loch HaLamayis is not, we don't consider it at all, but it's a Cheftza Shalter. So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he thought that all the Dinim Rabbanan are the same as Beisham Ashita. So the Rambam is of the opinion that since it's a Chelik of Torah Shebal Peh min HaTorah, so he can't become a Zok HaMamri on that, because HaYirah is Chal on Torah Shebal Peh. So it becomes a Chelik of Torah Shebal Peh min HaTorah. And the Ramban thinks that no, that since the only time that there's Nagodol is Chai Pachal Nalav Shel Tzibon, he's saying by the Zok HaMamri, he has to say Torah Matem La'asos, because it's a HaYirah B'Toyas over here. So he has to say Haloch HaLamayis, it's Mutter to do it. Not just, I think it's mutter. I say it's mutter for you to do it. So therefore, the Chobis Agav is only in the Rabbanan. So that's why the Ramban disagrees. If you look at the Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, you clearly get that impression, like Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rambam is defining what constitutes Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says there are five different parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says, we have Pirusha Mahamakubalam Lamashim Sinim, we have traditions, but the Pirusha Milis is on certain words. That Ayin Tachasayin means Mamen, and so on. Different Pirushim. How do you translate? Kriyatada, the Ram gives it. Kriyatada means an Esra. It's a tradition. That's what that, in every language, there are words that have a technical meaning. If you don't have a tradition, you won't know what the meaning is. So in the Chumash, we have traditions, what the words mean. And then you have another part of Torah Shemal Pe'a, the halachas that are derived based on Yudik B'midah Shatar and the Dreshes Ben. And that's the Be'er Sheva. In Hoirius learns that that's a machloikas of Yechon Reb Lozer. In Gittin Daf Samach, where the dinim that are derived with the drushes by reading in between the lines, are those considered Torah Shebichsav, or those considered Torah Shebal Peh? So the Rambam writes, that's a chelik of Torah Shebal Peh. And then, what for sure is Torah Shebal Peh, l'chol adeh, is not machloikas, is that's halach l'moshe m'sinim, that for sure is Torah Shebal Peh. So these are the first three categories that the Rambam has, three different parts, three different categories for Torah Shebal Peh. Then the Rambam writes, achelik or aviv, achelik achamishi, he delineates five different sections of Torah Shemal Peh, so he puts in two separate categories, Gzeris de Rabbanah and Takanas de Rabbanah. Gzeris means Loises, and Takanas means Mitzvah. I don't know why. I don't know exactly why he made it in two different categories. But he writes as if all the Dinim de Rabbanah, the Gzeris de Rabbanah with the Takanas de Rabbanah, are Chelik of the Torah Shemal Peh min HaTorah. That's the simple meaning of the Rambam. So that's the Rambam's salvation. He didn't mention that Pirush HaMashiach Shel Rambam, the Hakdamah. But that seems to be saying where Rav Soloveitchik thought the Rambam meant in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Here the Gemara gives examples, and the Gemara runs through all of Shas over here. Different examples of possibilities of a dispute between the Zalkam Amar and the Bez Nagadol when he'll be Chaymis. So the Gemara gives one example that there's a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish in the end of Nida. There is a din of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida LeNida. A woman only becomes a Nida if she has Riyazdan Be'es Nidosa. What if she has Riyazdan below Es Nidosa when it's irregular and not normal? So then she's able to become a Zobah. So if she has Dam 1 day or 2 days in a row, then she's a Zobah Ketana. If she has Dam 3 days in a row, that's how it says in the Gemara. It has to be three consecutive days. Tosfos Nida quotes from Rav Sadigan's Pirush Al HaTorah, I think. The Tosfos have it on and up. The Tosfos quotes Rav Sadigan Al HaTorah writes that the 3 days don't have to be consecutive days. And the Tosfos, with all due respect, it's against the Beferish Gemara. She only becomes a Zavik Daila if she had 3 days consecutive in the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidal and Nidal. Where did the Yud Aleph Yom concept come from? The Gemara has on the last daf and Nidal, it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, Rabbi Kiva and other Tanoim, whether it's Halach HaMoshe Sinai, or you can darshan it by reading in between the lines. Rabbi Kiva used to darshan al kol kotz for kotz til itinim shalallah. So the Gemara has a different places. Rabbi Kiva holds that a lot of things that his contemporaries held were halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai means adin d'oraisa, which we have an oral tradition transmitted from generation to generation. There's no way to derive it by reading, stand on your head, do whatever you want. There's no way to derive by reading in between the lines. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So Rabbi Kiva was able, he used to darshan al kol kotz for kotz til itinim shalallah. He was able to darshan things that the other Chacham held was halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He held, no, I don't need halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I see how it can be derived from the psuk. So we usually assume we haven't accepted Rabbi Akiva's al kol kotz for kotz til itinim shalallah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shalom is writing, the Gemara visualizes, the Gemara gives a moshel. Rabbi Shalom is writing the Sefer Torah, going to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. We assume that's not exactly the way it happened. We assume that Rabbi Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara presents it as if Rabbi Shalom wrote the Sefer Torah. He's about to present it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is ready to take it. Then the Rabbi Shalom says, wait a minute. He starts putting in tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is this? It's good the way it is. He says, no, I have to put in tagim. He says, what do you need all the chachkala for? It's good the way it is. He says, no, it's going to be Rabbi Akiva is going to come after many generations. He's going to dash on our cold cults, put tilitim shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's he going to say already? What's he going to say our cold cults? So the Gemara says that the Baruch Shalom showed him a video of Rabbi Akiva giving a shir. And Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of such a fantastic. Akol kotz v'kotz. We don't have, the Gemara doesn't have any drushes from Rabbi Akiva, akol kotz. We absolutely don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. But nonetheless, you see, Elu v'yad adiv l'kim chayr. Rabbi Shalom bothered to put in a tagim, because that's going to be one derech in learning. We have not accepted that derech. The Rabbi Shalom didn't necessarily accept the derech either. He put it in because he wanted to have an Elu v'yad adiv l'kim chayr. Okay, that's why we say, you see Eliyahu, from the Rabbanu Shalom himself, you see Eliyahu. He put in the Tagim, because there's going to be a Tana Rebbe Kiv is going to darshan Tagim. And the Gemara never quotes any drushes on the Tagim at all. So we assume that Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidal L'Nidah is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Not like Rebbe Kiva, who says that you can figure it out by reading in between the lines. So the Gemara says there's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that Yom Yud Aleph Lo Bo Yishir, the last of the 11 days when the woman has the possibility to become a zava, if she has, if a woman, let's say, has a riyas dam any one of the first days of the yud alaf yom shebein nida l'nida, so she's tameya that day. She can't go to mikvah that day. She can't go to mikvah the night after eating. The Mishnah says she has to wait till the morning of the next day. And then we apply the rule mikzus ayam kekula, so we have menatayra, so we allow her to go to mikveh the next morning. The Gemara has midirabbanan, she never rely mikzam kekula, so she should wait to go to mikveh till the whole day is over. She shouldn't go to mikveh the morning, shematira betister, so she has to go at night. So the Gemara says, yom yud alef, lo bo yishima. If the isha has dam on the yom yud alef, she be nida la nida, so she can become a nida, it's lo es nidotza. But she can become a zavaktana, but she doesn't need shemeres yom kered yom. She can go to mikveh the night after the yom yud alef. She doesn't need shimu. You don't have to rely on bedikas on the next day with mikzayim kukulai. She goes to mikveh matzoy yom yud alef, and she's tired. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yom yud alef laboishim. So it's a machlokes of Yechon Mishlokish, but the yom yud is also laboishim. So Mishlokish, Rashi explains, Mishlokish is of the opinion that why does the halacha say that yom yud alef laboishim? Because it cannot lead up to become a zavak daila. You cannot become a zavak tana. They need shemeres yom keneged yom if you can possibly develop to become a zavak daila. So since yom yud, you can only have yud yud alef, and that's the end. You can't, yom yud, if she's going to have dama yom yud bei, she can't become a nida. She's not going to become a zavak daila. So since she can't develop to become a Zavak Doyla, so she doesn't have the din of a Zavak Tana, she becomes Tameya, but she doesn't have the din of a Zavak Tana that she needs Shemeres Yom Kenegedya. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. He says, no, that's not. The halacha that says Yom Yud Alef L'Boi Shimo is not the way Rish Lakish interpreted it, that you can only become a Zavak Doyla with requirement for Shimo, Shemeres Yom Kenegedya, if you can possibly develop the full situation to become a Zavak Doyla. Zavak Dala, Zavak Tana, are not totally Zavak. Not Zavak Tana is a chelik of Zavak Dala. In the Rishonim, it's a machlokes. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvos, Rav Sadiga, so the one who wrote the long commentary, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla points out that there's a machlokes of Rishonim, whether he counts Zavak Dala, Zavak Tana as two different mitzvahs. Oh no, Zavak Dala, Zavak Tana is a part, it's a mitzvah of the Zavak Dala. It's not a separate institution. So it could well be that that's involved over here in this machlokes, that Rashi explains according to Rish Lakish, you can only become a Zav, that's the Pesh Peshat Nigmar, like Rashi said, you can only become a Zav Ketana to require Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, if there's a possibility that it can lead up to a Tziruf of 3 days to become a Zav Gedola. But if it can't become a Zav Gedola, then Zav Ketana is supposed to be a Mitzvah of Zav Gedola. It can't become that. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, that you can't become a Yom Yud is Bo Yishim, only Yom Yud Alef Lo Bo Yishim. Yom Yud is by Shima. Zavak Tana is a separate, tumah. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah of the Zavak Dara. The Gemara discusses details of the Zak Mamre on Peches on the base. So the Gemara says the Zak Mamre is only Chayv Misa if he passed in that tefillin. Dovah sheyesh bo lehosif im hosif goreya. So the Gemara says, what about lulav? So the Gemara says, if lulav lo tzarech eged, machlokes is hatanah, but lulav tzarech eged, lulav ain't tzarech eged. So if you have lulav ain't tzarech eged, so you're going to add another thing. So the Gemara says, hay luchu dikoy, v'hay luchu dikoy. So there's no din of zaka mamri over here. So Tosfos on peches on the base, the long Tosfos on this story, that there's no bal tosif. The only time there's bal tosif, the raisa, is, what's the definition of bal tosif? If you do a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisofa, the kohen is duchening and he says the three brachas, and he adds on another pasuk. So then he crippled the mitzvah deraisa. He did the mitzvah deraisa b'hoisofa. Let's say a guy has the Torah has 613 mitzvahs. He makes another mitzvah. Hadlokas haneiros on yom azikaron, chveis. A new mitzvah. A new mitzvah. So Tosis would hold that bike. That can't be Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif is only if you do a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofer. Let's say the Ramo in Hilchas Sukkah quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara talks about Elameyata Yoshe Mishmini Masuka Yilke. Person is supposed to sleep in Sukkah the 7 days of Sukkah. But if an Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to sleep in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Chutz L'Eretz, that's a Takanas Chacham. You have to sleep in Sukkah. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah. So if the fellow sleeps in the sukkah on Yom HaShemini, the Gemara says it should be a problem of Baal Tosef. So the Rambam says it's only a problem if it's a Yashem Mishmini B'sukkah. He sits in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, because it's mitzvah to the 7 days of sukkah. He's seven and another one. So he did a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisof. It comes out he slept there, he ate in the sukkah 8 days. What if he eats in the sukkah 7 days, then he sits in the sukkah on Purim, on Chanukah, Shavuot or something. So it's not, he's not doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisof. It's ha'iluchu dikoy v'ha'iluchu dikoy. So Tosef says, whenever it's ha'iluchu dikoy v'ha'iluchu dikoy, there's no violation of Baal Tosef deraisa. Hi, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says that if you all lulav tzorech eged and you have the minach hamishi michutz la'eged, or if you all lulav ain't a tzorech eged, so the Gemara says there's still an isa of Baal Tosef. So Tosef said that's only Baal Tosef mederabah. There's no Baal Tosef deraisa there, because the definition of Baal Tosef is you're not allowed to do a mitzvah deraisa behoy sofi. There's the Gemara in the last parak in Eridan. The Gemara talks about a person wearing two shal yads and two shal roshim. So it says in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Siman Lamed Dalet, it's in the middle of Hilchas Tefillin, it's towards the end of Siman Lamed Dalet. So it says, Chassidim Banshe Maisa, one who is Muchsak Bachassidim, should wear Tefillin Darabin Hatam, and he should wear two shal yads and two shal roshim at the same time. If you're not Muchsak Bachassidim, you shouldn't do that. Remember when we learned Hilchas Tefillin, so they should talk what it meant was, if you're muchzak b'chassidus, you can have the shal yad, two shal yads and two shal roshim at the same time. And it's a dead giveaway that one is Rashi, one is Rabbeinu Tam. Why then is he wearing two? But even if you're not muchzak b'chassidus, it's a sveik eredina, she wear tefillin shal Rabbeinu Tam at home. The Mechaber didn't mean you have to be muchzak b'chassidus to wear tefillin shal Rabbeinu Tam. He said you have to be muchzak b'chassidus. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik wore tefillin shal Rabbeinu Tam. I never heard. But that's what he said when we learned the Shulchan Aruch. He thought when the Mechaber says only one is Muchsak Hasidim, you should do this. Do this means to do it in such a demonstrative fashion that he's wearing the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin simultaneously with the Rashi's tefillin. So that's that you have to be Muchsak Hasidim. So the Mechaber writes, they explain over there, there's no issue of Baal Tosef to wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam because Manavshap, one is kosher, one is pasul. But if you're going to have two shal yads that are both kosher, two shal roshas that are both kosher, so then the Gemara has in the last Perek and Erev, and that's a problem of Baal Tosef. But the shal is what kind of a Baal Tosef is it? It's ha'iluchu dikoy v'ha'iluchu dikoy. The two shal yads and the two shal roshim are not connected with each other. They're separate. So the achrayim have over there, when the Shulchan Aruch writes, they're not allowed to wear two shal yads. If they're both kosher, two shal roshim, both kosher. So it's a machlekes, I think, the Magen Avraham and someone else. Machlekes achrayim, this is Baal Tosef derais and Baal Tosef derabah. So it's Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the name of his father, it's a machlekes and Tosef. The Tosef on Peches on the base. It says Beferish that whenever it's Ha'iluchu Dikoy v'Ha'iluchu Dikoy, it's only about Tosef Derabbah. And the Tosef in Sukkah asks the same kasha. The Gemara says there in Sukkah Lamed Aleph on the Beis that if you have the Minha Chamishi, you have the roses, the lilacs, whatever, the lilies, you take it Chutz La'eged, or you have Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, so you say Ha'iluchu Dikoy v'Ha'iluchu Dikoy. So the Gemara said that it's Baal Tosef. So Tosef asks, but the Gemara says, oh, Ha'iluchu Dikoy, there's no Baal Tosef. So Tosef there answers differently. They don't say it's only Baal Tosef Rabban. They say, no, it's Baal Tosef Deraisa. Just the second klal, Chalam Hosef Gareya, Yesh Bala Hosef Gareya, if you add on that it passes that you're not yet in the mitzvah, so it's Ha'iluchu Dekoy, Ha'iluchu Dekoy. So you don't say Hosef Gareya. You don't say he's not yet in the mitzvah. He's yet in the mitzvah. It's in violation of Baal Tosef at the same time. Now Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, thought that the Iker is like the Tosef in Sukkah. Against our Tosef, that it is Baal Tosef deraisa. Rabban Achomish writes on the pasuk of Baal Tosef that to invent the 614th mitzvah is also a violation of Baal Tosef. You're not doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofer. When the kohen gets up and he's duchens and he says a fourth pasuk, he's ruining, he's changing the nature of the mitzvah deraisa. If he sleeps in sukkah for 8 days in a row, you're doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoi sofer. But if it's a ha'iluchu dikoy, add it on another 614th mitzvah. So that's not, you're not doing a mitzvah deraisa by sofer, but still, the pasuk says, Baal Tosef Baal Tigra, this constitution doesn't allow for any amendments. The American constitution allows for amendments. So every couple of years, they change one of the laws in the constitution. The Torah says, Baal Tosef Baal Tigra, you can't change anything. So according to the Ramban, also like that, ha'iluchu dikoy just means that you don't apply Moisef Goreah. But there'll still be a violation of Baal Tosef deraisa. So that's why the Rishonim raised the question, how did the rabbis have the right to add on all the mitzvahs derabbanan? Isn't there a violation of Baal Tosef? What has it got to do? What mitzvah d'oraisa are you doing by Sofer when you light Chanukah candles, or you read Mikra and Megillah? You're not doing. You're not changing the nature of any mitzvah d'oraisa. You're adding on another mitzvah. So that's what the Ramban thinks. That's a serious question. Menatar. How can you add on? You, instead of 613, you have 614 mitzvahs. So it's say adding on to the mitzvahs d'oraisa. According to the Rishonim, Mahal Halachu Dikoy takes off the old prohibition of Baal Tosfos. So there's no, on the level of d'oraisa, there's no problem. How could the rabbis add on a mitzvah d'rabbanan? You didn't change any mitzvah. You didn't voicef on a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you do, let's say you have a carbon oil, you're supposed to do shtei matanish ein arba, two zrikas, on two corners of the mitzvah. Instead of doing two, you did three or four. So you're doing the din d'oraisa, b'hoisofa, you're changing the din d'oraisa. But if you add on another mitzvah, so according to what the Tosfos says on our daf, that won't be Baal Tosfos d'oraisa. So it's Heimam of Heimam. They're the ones who introduced that there's a Baal Tosfos d'rabbanan by adding on a 614th mitzvah. So they said they want you to light Neres Chanukah, they want you to read Mikra Megillah, they want you to wash Matilda Siddur. So then there's no question. And the Rishonim who work on that question, why shouldn't all the mitzvahs d'rabbanan constitute a violation of Baal Tosfos? The Rambam asks it, the Kuzari asks it, and the Rashbam and Rosh Hashanah, the Rishonim ask it. So they obviously are of the opinion that the Hailuchu Dikoy doesn't take off the Yisr Baal Tosef. You're not allowed to add on anything. So what's Taka the Yinsen? What's Taka the Yinsen? How do they have the right to add on any mitzvah thereupon? It should always be a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Chasam Sofer has in one of his chubis, he comments on the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Yudalit. The Gemara says in Megillah, Mem Ches Nevi'im on v'lehem liYisrael. There are so many prophets Klal Yisrael had. V'lo Yosifu v'lo Pichsu Klum. They never violated Baal Tosef. They never violated Baal Tigra. The first time they made such a major takana, that's how the Gemara says. First time they made such a takana was on Mikra Megillah, and there was a big hullabaloo. There was a big machloikis. So the Ramban says the shaila was Baal Tosef. How are you allowed to violate Baal Tosef? What did the Gemara say? That's the first time they added something. The Gemara talks about that when David HaMelech died, there was an issue of Muktzah. So you see that they observed the laws of Muktzah in the days of David HaMelech. He died, it was Mesa Muta Bachama. And the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech introduced the Erev and Erev HaTzeres, and he introduced until the Siddayim. So it wasn't Mikra Megillah, it wasn't the first time. So the Ramban explains, those were Xeris. So Xeris, that's based on Mishmarti, Mishmarti, but they make a mitzvah, Sesem and Rabbanan. The Takana, so that they said, that should be a violation of Tosef, until they came up with the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara says. They came up with the Kal V'chomer, that what? Uma me'abdus l'cheirus, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so they made a yontiv of Pesach, so mi'misa l'chaim l'kol shkein. Mi'misa l'chaim l'kol shkein. Muhammad made a gzeira to kill all the lashm lahar le'avodas kol yehudim. So it's a kal v'chomer. So the Chasam Sofer writes, all the dinim derabbanan, all the mitzvahs derabbanan that they introduce are all problematic. It should be an issue of Baal Tosef. So the answer, assuming that it's Baal Tosef derais, that Hailuch Hudikoy doesn't take off the yisr. So he said the solution, the answer to the kasha is that all the dinim derabbanan are a kiyam derais. You can't say it's a violation of Baal Tosef. Even if the Chachamim wouldn't have introduced this mitzvah in Rabbanan, there would have been a kiyam deraisa. Why? Because here it's a kal v'chomer. By Mikra Megillah it's a kal v'chomer. By every other mitzvah, you have to figure out how is this mitzvah der Rabbanan a kiyam deraisa. But that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in one of his chubis, that has to be the answer. So this is Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos here, Peches on the base, is in disagreement with the Tosfos there in Sukkah Lamed Aleph on the base. And you look in Orachayim, it's a Machlokes Achrayim. I'm staking Rabbi Kivegir on the page in Orachayim is Mitzayim, that this Machlokes Achrayim is really a Machlokes two days in Tosfos. And Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik taught that the Ikir is like the other Tosfos in Sukkah, because that Bahaluch Hudikoy doesn't take off the Yisr. And that's why most of the Rishonim were bothered, so many Rishonim were bothered with the question, how can the Chachamim introduce mitzvahs to Rabbanan? Every mitzvah Rabbanan should be a violation of Baal Tosef. On Pei Tesa on the base is a very famous Tosef. Tosef has two opinions regarding Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, that he did Shchut Echutz. Was he mitzvah b'nevuah to give the Shchut Echutz? Or did he do it on his own, b'teres Chacham, not b'teres Novi? So Tosef has the two days. So the Tosis refers you to the sugya in Yevamos on Daf Peites and Daf Tzadik. The Gemara in Yevamos there has the Gemara is talking about heter agunis that min haTorah eidechad is not neman to allow a woman to be married by meis baala. And mid the Rabbanon, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Mid the Rabbanon, we allow the aguna to be married based on eidechad. That's the poshim shat in the Gemara. Then Rabbi Yehuda has a tshuva where he quotes, I think, from the Pnei Yeshua. They were contemporaries, of course. He refers to the Pnei Yeshua as the big Pesach in his generation, Kahera Zaken. We're so used to thinking that Pnei Yeshua is a pilpul sefer, but during his lifetime, he was known as a big Pesach. Rabbi Yonasan Ebeshitz was known as a big Baal, a pilpul. So they say in the history books, they write, each one wrote a sefer to show that he was strong in the other area. So the Pnei Yeshua went out of history as the big Baal pilpul, but during his lifetime, he was known as a big Mayra, big Pesach. Yonasan Ebeshitz went down in history as the big Pesach because he wrote the Urim v'Tumim and he wrote the Crazy Place on Yeridei. During his lifetime, he was known Faket. He was known as the big Baal Pilpul. So the Nodi Bihuda in his Chuvas quotes from the Pnei Yeshua, who quotes us Sifrei on the pasuk Le'yakim Erech Bish Cholav Chol Chatos. The Sifrei has addressed Le'yakim Erech Bish Abukam Hu Beisha Erechod is Neman by Aguna. That's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Nodi Bihuda understand. So they claim that that's a din deraisa. Erechad is nema, but meis baala is a din deraisa. I said, why does the Gemara have such difficulty? The whole discussion of the Gemara, why is erechad nema, but meis baala? Is it because milsa david and kluy ba mishak rinshia? Because daiko minsevo? No, the Gemara was explaining why didn't they make exera de rabbanon not to rely on this din deraisa. But why is it muta min haTorah based on that pasuk? Most achranim, I think, do not accept that that's the pshat in the sifrei. The Sifrei meant something totally different. It does go on heter agunis at all. And the Gemara is saying over here, they allow the woman to be married based on eidechad. So that's a pella. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, so that's a problem. So that's what all the Rishonim work on. How can it be? So the Tosis quotes one line from that sugya in Yevamos Daf Tzadik. The Gemara asks, the Nelech Mine Eliyo Bahara Karmel brought Shchutei Chutz. So how was he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, Hayrasha l'mikdam milsa. It was Hayrasha. So the Gemara says, so Nelech Minei, let's learn now. Just like Eliyahu was allowed to do it, so the Bezdin Shel B'chol Davado should also be allowed to do it. So Tosfos asks, that's Nicha if Eliyahu did it with Torah's a rabbi. But if Eliyahu and Navi did it because he was told B'nevuah to do it, it was Min HaShemayim. So what's the question of Nelech Minei? Any Bezdin should have the right to do Akiras Daven Atar B'kum V'yaseh because Eliyahu and Navi did it. Eliyahu Navi was taught benevuah to do it. How can you learn out on your own from Eliyahu Navi? So Taisa says, no, it's still a good shot. Even if you all did Eliyahu Navi did it, but Taras Nevuah, not on his own, still Igmar has a good question. Why is that a little dakazdik vart over here? Apparently, you have a din, elav tishmo. When a Navi tells you something, or a Rasha, you have to listen. Whatever he tells you to invest in AT&T, tells you to sell your stocks in AT&T, whatever he tells you. Go to the hotel for Shavuos. Don't go to the hotel for Shavuos. Whatever he tells you, you have to listen. And then there's a din. You have to listen to what the Chachamim say. Lo Soser. But then there's a restriction. There's a limitation. The Gemara learns out the first daf in Megillah. The Gemara learns out from Pasuk. Either the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra or the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar that says came out the same thing. And it's even discussed the slight shina between the two. The Zeila Nitzda Chokim Hashvatim Hashatzila Hashem Es Moshe. The Gemara says, Eila Zanir, Eila and not others. Nikan, from this passage, we derive, Sheinovir Hashem Lachadish Dova Meyata. So Tosfos understands not only a Novi, it's not only a Din on Novi, it's a Din on a Novi or a Bezd. You can't make a Chidish Dova. So that's what the Gemara says, to be Oiker Dova Men Ator B'Shevi Al Taaseh. That's not a Chidish Dova. But to be Oiker Dova Men Ator B'Kumbi Yaseh, that's a Chidish Dova. So you wouldn't listen to a Novi, B'Kum B'Yaseh. If he tells you to buy, there's a restriction, and Elof Tishmon, and there's a limitation, and Lois Asur. He may neither listen to the Novi, nor listen to the Bezin, if they're going to be Yoke Dov and Hatar, because that's Dov HaChadosh. And no Shal HaChadosh Dov HaMiyat. Neither the Novi nor the Bezin. But then the Gemara says, if it's Lahibra Asher, the Migda Milsa, then it's not called the Chidush Dov. So then if the Novi tells you B'nevuah, you have to listen to him. And if the Chacham tells you, but there is Chacham, you have to listen to him also. But it's not that the Gemara was asking, let's learn out, just like Eliyahu Navi was allowed to assault to the Bezin. The Gemara is saying, just like Eliyahu Navi, there is a limitation for Divrei Nevuah. You're not supposed to listen to another Elif Tishma who's going to be Bakira's Dabar and Atoira. It's going to be a Dabar Chodesh. The Gemara said, this is not called Dabar Chodesh. If it's Lemigda, Lairosha, Lemigda Mils, it's not called Dabar Chodesh. So the Melehu Adinami, the Koyach of the Bezn, how did the Gemara know that the Bezn has authority, even Laka Dabar and Atoira? The Chumash only said the Bezn has the authority to pass in Shilas. How do they know Bezna has the right? So Bezna has the right to make Gzera the Rabbanan, that's the Shmar Temes Mishmati, assume Mishmar Mislim Mishmati. How did the Gemara know that Bezna has the right even Bakirat Dovman at Torah? So that the Gemara never explains. So that's what Rabbi Chana Vassman has in his famous essay, Dibre Sofim, Kunt with Dibre Sofim. He thinks that that's the Pshat in the Sifra, in the Sifre. It says, Lesasim, the Kabbal Devish, Ilacha Yamin is small, Afil Ay Minshu is small, but small Shuhu Yamin. What do you mean? If the Bezin made a mistake in Psak, the Psak is binding, even if it's an error. So the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs against the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Hariyah says, when the Bezin Ogadol made a mistake, the other Echemem Shatoa, one of the Talmidim knows that they made a mistake, you're not allowed to follow the Bezin if they made a mistake. So how can the Sifrei say, Al Yamin Shu Small? So Rabbi Chana says, he thinks that it means, Akira's Dov Manatah, the Bezin tells you, it says in Chumash like this, with the power vested in us, so the Bezin, we tell you, don't listen to the Chumash, listen to us. Because it's necessary to be Yoika Dovman out there. Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And don't bring the Karban Pesach if you went as Geyer and Erev Pesach. And don't put on tzitzas and the Begel Shal Pishtu. All the dinim that they were Oiker, the Shevi Altas. So the authority of the Chachamim to make a Gzeire, that's a Shmat Emes Mishmati, the authority of Chachamim to make a Gzeire in Bakir's Dovman out there, that's based on Yom and Ismol. But both the authority of the Chacham, the Bezna, and the authority of the Navi are both limited. They can't be mecharish dover. Ain't no mishal mecharish dover miyata. So it's lab davke novi. A chacham also not. So that's what the Gemara said. The neilat mino, just like Eli on novi bahara karmel. It's not called dover chadosh because it's lohi rasha that make them milsa. So the beznas also the same thing. It's not a violation of dover chadosh. So the mele it's binding based on the pasuk al yominism.
Okay.